is.
Those who use freedom of speech to challenge abuses of power that betray the public trust. And we help them in four ways: defending against retaliation, helping them make a difference, getting stronger free speech laws, and sharing our lessons learned. And it was in that latter capacity that right after the Deepwater Horizon accident, we did a Know Your Rights campaign for workers in the Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi areas. More than just teaching them what their rights were, they taught us about correction. That this is a dispersant which doesn't dissolve the oil. It fuses with the oil and creates a new compound that's 51 times more toxic than the original oil. And it's heavy, so it goes down to the bottom of the seafloor, where in New Orleans it did devastation. Beautiful areas that were flourishing, from the videos from underwater divers who blew the whistle, became like undersea death valleys. High-level officials in the shrimp and oyster industries told me that they wouldn't allow their families to eat Gulf shrimp anymore because of the correction. It was a horrible, horrible problem. But BP, with the approval of the EPA and the Coast Guard, sprayed correction like DDT all over the water, dousing the workers and the communities that were in the area, and said it was okay because correction was as safe as Dawn dishwasher soap. So don't worry about it. We investigated. 36 whistleblowers gave us affidavits, those affidavits exposed the truth about this deadly Dawn chemical. In addition to being carcinogenic and causing cancer, they described IQ losses of 30 to 50 points, permanent migraines that never go away, 80% loss of lung capacity, kidney failure, sexual dysfunction, liver damage, lesions all over people's bodies. One lady, they were coming out of her eyes, the lesions from the correction. Hyper allergies. People couldn't be around things like Windex, or common household cleaners. It would be devastating for them. And because of the allergies, they couldn't keep food down. 30 to 50 pound weight losses. One gentleman whose statement I took, he showed me his before picture. He looked like he could be on a football team. When I interviewed him, he looked like he'd come out of a concentration camp. He couldn't keep down any food. Temporary paralysis, blood in the urine, hypertension, heart palpitations. I could keep going, but I think I've made the point. This chemical has no place in a civilized society. What's heartbreaking to me is it's not changing. The conditions of these folks haven't gone away. We interviewed them 10 years after the initial interviews. In some cases, the symptoms were even worse. And the correction's not going away. It was at the bottom of the ocean floor, but when there's another major storm, it washes up onto the beach. And it was buried under the sand in the beaches during the so-called cleanup. And that correction oil that was buried under the sand is turned into briquettes. It gets exposed when there's an accident, when there's a storm. And kids are actually playing on correction briquettes on the beaches in Louisiana. The bottom line for the United States has been different from the rest of the world. All over the world, countries have banned correction, including Great Britain, where it's manufactured. They won't let it be allowed in their own country. They just sell it to the U.S., like dumping it on us. And what's particularly scary to me is we don't see any signs of voluntary change. We took our findings, our evidence, and met with senior vice presidents for BP down in Houston, Texas. And we went over all the evidence with them and asked them to stop using this person, or if they're going to use it, at least provide a warning to the communities that they're about to be sprayed with it. And they said no. I said this was a public relations triumph for their company, and they're going to keep having that triumph. The next oil spill, and the next oil spill after that, and the next oil spill after that, until the government stops them. Well, that's why it's a good thing that you're going to we're marching over to EPA. EPA got us into this mess. And they owe the country a genuine solution. The first step for the solution is to enfranchise the communities that are affected into the decisions about dispersants. The National Contingency Plan says that the communities are supposed to be at the table so they can have some control over their own lives. Well, what's happened? EPA appointed the state bureaucrats to be the community representatives, the same bureaucrats who are in bed with the oil industry. The communities are off the bus for what affects their families. Second, they have credible regulations while Parexit is still being used to control it. In 2015, the Obama administration proposed something that would be like a C-plus regulation. They want to issue the same thing now, only because the court has forced them to issue regulations without updating it, without taking into account all the new science and all the problems that were in the original regulation. And the third solution is the solution that is being done in the rest of the world, and it should be in the United States, if we're only able to open our minds up and catch up. Ban Parexit. Thanks for hearing me out.